Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there. Join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice of welcome. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Some things never get old.
And I know. And one of those things are Geico commercials. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that too. That too. But specifically that. So, so I got bored.
I said it was a Geico commercial.
Whatever. I get it. I understand. But specifically that one, Joe, is what I'm saying. Do we want to sit here and talk about this, or do we want to talk about how you're the most hated Syracuse fan?
I wouldn't say media. Most hated.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So I was bored today, and I had some extra time, so I was tooling around trying to figure out what I could do for social media, because the game has been weak, I know. Anyway, I was like, oh, I got a perfect clip to cut about Joe talking about the stand and clap. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was great. And I wish I would have played devil's advocate yesterday, but I was just something I never really gave a ton of thought to. But when you made your case, I was like, yeah, I couldn't even play devil's advocate. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I agree. I think it's, you know, maybe time to, I don't know, maybe I'll try something different. I don't know. So anyway.
Jeez.
I put it up. Well, I mean, whatever. I put it up. Not that popular, Joe, as it turns out.
So
Q's Waterboy, great minds think alike at Q's Waterboy. He tends to lean with us for his own reasons. But, I mean, I figured I'd bring it up again because, you know, it is what it is. Look, it's a tradition. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all fun and everything. Started in, you know, 77. Okay, is when it started, and it was when a random fan went to a game. Syracuse traveled to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to play in the Lobo Classic. Apparently, okay, I'm just sifting through this article here, and on that night, when Syracuse played, that's what their team did. That's what the Albuquerque team did. So a Syracuse fan brought it back. I think it was a student brought it back. And started it. And ever since then, it kind of took it over as ours. So it wasn't even original to Syracuse. Does that maybe put out some of the flame for anybody? I mean, for me, it kind of did a little bit. But, I mean, it kind of does, right? It's not totally original. But we did.
Right.
The Syracuse fans did make it big. But with that said, Joe,
yeah.
It was a random thought. I thought it would spark some good conversation. Right.
Yeah.
So
I thought so. Yeah. It didn't. I mean, everybody was on the stand and clap bandwagon. So again,
it's a bandwagon now.
Well, I told the story of me making random people in my, you know, army unit stand up if they wanted to stand in my room and watch a Syracuse game. And they were just there to drink beer. So, you know, I mean, when you talk about the tradition and a fan, I did that. That's me. I'm not arguing against the tradition. It wasn't me trying to, like, start a coup and try to get rid of it. It has nothing to do with that. It was just, like you said, a random thought that I had in which I kind of just thought deeply into the whole thing, and it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
it's not saying that it was going to change. I didn't expect to change it. I didn't think that people were going to, like, listen to me and be like, oh, yeah, and just stop.
Yeah, but some people get upset real easy, though. Are you guys serious? Is this a serious thought?
It was out of nowhere. It was really out of nowhere. And all I was really just questioning the whole thought process of what it was. Like, I get it. People like the traditions and everything like that. But my whole question is, when you really sit down and think about it, is it helping or hurting?
Yeah, we don't. We won't know until they stop for at least a game.
Again, this isn't me trying to start anything. I'm just saying.
Anyway, you got a big head? Do you got a big head? Do you want to win a big hat? Look. First of all, let me just say this.
Why do you say it's a big hat? Is this why you're giving it away? Because it doesn't fit you?
Yeah, it's a large, extra large. I'm a medium large. Yeah, I got it as a gift.
You look like an extra large from here.
Listen, brother, okay? You're going to shut up. So, look, there's a couple things I've been wanting to mention. And November is always our biggest month. And it's our biggest month because it's when most of our... where we have the most shows. Because of overlap with basketball and football. And so it's always our biggest month. But this past November, like, blew every other November for the past, well, three Novembers out. It's our fourth November, going into our fourth November. So, or maybe three and
is
a half.
Is it really?
Something like that. Yeah. Yes, dude. Yes, yes. This show's 3 years old now. So it's technically our fourth basketball season. Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for that. I keep forgetting to mention it. I don't always talk about the numbers because it's boring to everybody. But I have to thank you for that November.
Yes.
That was great.
Absolutely.
It was awesome. Thank you. Not everything was going well with football or basketball. And yet still, this show continues to grow. So word of mouth is huge to us. We really appreciate that. Another way to do it is to get on, subscribe to whatever platform you listen on, please. And if you do, I know the show is mediocre on its face, but if you do listen to it regularly because you have nothing better to do, we just ask that you give it 5 stars and embellish a little bit with some words on iTunes. We really appreciate all of those who have done it. We appreciate it. We just appreciate you listening.
Well, and if
really,
they do... Then we're gonna
pick a couple of them and wait till we have a few or a handful or whatever, and then you could win the extra large hat, large slash extra large. Okay, so I'm giving it away. I mean, what the hell? Plus, everybody else still gets some swag. So you know, the hat will be at random. I only got one, obviously. So anyway, with that said, I think that's everything. So I think it's time to start the show, and we can only officially kick the show off once we have done. Yes, yes, yes. The reads. So here's the deal. First, I want to talk to you about MyBookie. Now, remember, if you've done it before, you know what online betting's all about. Go ahead, try MyBookie out if you have not yet. If you have not bet online before, research it, see if it's right for you. But if you do decide to do it, it doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer. MyBookie welcomes all that come to play. So quit waiting around and sign up today. Do you find yourself wanting to sports bet but have a lot of questions? But don't worry about that, because MyBookie's patient customer service team can walk you through the process. They can answer any of your questions. And the best part is, if you join now, you still have a shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. This is the biggest one they always do. Just log on to MyBookie.ag and make your first deposit. Use the promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll up to $1,000. That's matching your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the armchair. Use that too. You can do it from the armchair. Use the promo code CHAIR. And get your bankroll started today. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Now listen up. Listen, fellas, ladies. If you want to increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed, listen up. Blue Chew, that's blue like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full or empty stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence when it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than the pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Try it for free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast and Armchair Media. Remember, promises no guaranteed results, and it does not say anywhere on there that it cures disease. Thank you, my bookie. Thank you, Blue Chew. That is all. So let's get started. The Orange are going to play their rivalry game this year against the Hoyas this Saturday in D.C., of all places. Yep. So the game is at 1 o'clock, and it'll be played at the Verizon Center. And, you know, we go through all the you know, Georgetown sucks stuff, and it cannot be said enough, okay? It can't. It never gets. When you want to talk about something that doesn't get old, it's Hump Day and Georgetown sucks. So those are two things that can never get old, all right? The all-time series between Georgetown and Syracuse sits at 51-43 in favor of Syracuse. The 5-4 Orange are looking to extend the winning streak against the Hoyas to 3, meaning that Patrick Ewing has not beaten Syracuse as a head coach yet. Making the tournament is another thing Patrick Coach Ewing has not done. In the past, the Orange have had 4 5-game win streaks against Georgetown. Georgetown, though, with a 6-game win streak and a 5-game win streak against Syracuse. Georgetown sits at 6-3 coming into the game this Saturday. They had a 65-61 loss to University of North Carolina, Greensboro. And 81-74 win on the very next game against Oklahoma State. Pretty good team. So the three losses that they have, I mentioned UNCG, and along with that would come Penn State, which is a good team. It's been proven to be a good team.
Know about them.
And then Duke was number one at the time when they beat Georgetown. So we all know that Josh LeBlanc and James Ojinko, they announced their earlier this month, they both be leaving the program. Between the two of them, they averaged 20 points a game up to that point. But it is the 7-foot, 264-pound senior center, Yurt Seven. You know, he leads the team in points and rebounds, almost with a double-double, 16.9 points a game, 9.4 rebounds a game. And then he's followed up by 6'2", 186-pound sophomore guard, Mac McClung, sharpshooter. He's hitting about 15 points a game. So quickly, something else real quick, and then I'm going to let Joe bloviate. The Hoyas average 79.4 points a game, which is pretty high. So they've got some offense. But for what it's worth, they are turning the ball over an average of 16.7 times a game. And, you know, this would be a great opportunity. The Orange is good at getting people to fumble the ball. And they've done a good job this year of creating turnovers. They haven't always capitalized on them. But they will not only need to capitalize on them, but emphasize them as we play on the Hoya home court. So, Joe.
Yes, sir.
It's your turn to talk.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm saying you probably just hit everything that I was going to. No.
Come on.
No, again, like you said, Georgetown's got a decent schedule that's gone through. I think the UNC Greensboro, I think that they're a decent mid-major team, but that's a game that they probably should have won. They do have a good win. At home against Texas, they won by 16 points, and Texas was ranked 22nd at the time. And then once they lost, like you said, the two players there, who was it, Akinjo and LeBlanc, right?
Akinjo and LeBlanc, yeah. Yep.
As soon as they lost them, they went on the road and beat Oklahoma State, a team that we lost to, and then they went and they beat SMU. Who traditionally isn't an awful team, you know, here recently. So it's not going to be an easy game. And obviously, I mean, it's a rivalry game and most games are pretty close. I don't think a lot of the more recent games have been close. I don't think there's been a game, that's been outside of like 7 points or something like that.
Last year was 72-71.
Yeah, Ty's battle. He had that little run in the second half, and then he hit that jumper to seal the deal. I think a lot of people remember that game.
Yeah, it was a great game. Absolutely.
Yeah, And again, those two that weren't playing, they were a big part of that game. They also had Jesse Govan still, who kind of killed us that game. But McClung, he played well too. The way it's looking now, though, with this team, they're still trying to put it together, obviously, with losing the two players that they do that they had there. But looking at the box score of the last two games and what rotation they've kind of been going with those guys gone, you're looking at, you know, the five starters have basically all played like 28 plus minutes, mostly in the 30s for the most part, barring foul trouble. And you're still going to have some similar problems down low. Yurtsevin is a guy that I think can step out and shoot and hit the three. He knows the 2-3 zone. He was a transfer from NC State, so he's played against it a couple of times. So he was sitting out last year. So he's been playing well, as you spoke about his stats. McClung playing better than he was last year. That's a guy you always got to worry about. And another guy you really got to worry about, Javon Blair. He's done pretty well in those guys' absence coming off the bench. He went 7 of 11 from three-pointers last game against SMU off the bench. So not an overly tall team. Jamarco Pickett, 6'8", 6'9", forward, with Yurtsevin being 7 foot. But other than that, you got, you know, guards that are comparable to our guard size. So to me, it just looks like, you know, as long as they don't shoot the ball well as far as three-point line, I think that we could be okay. I don't know if they're as good this year at the rebounds as they were last year. It's hard to really know what to expect.
I know.
Considering, you know, that it's just kind of a newer team with those two guys out. But they do have a couple, you know,
they've done good, though, with them out. They've done okay. They've done pretty decent with them out. They beat Oklahoma State with them out.
Right. Yeah. And this is the type of team, you know, with Patrick Ewing, the way he used to play, the way he coaches his teams ever since he's been the coach, and really usually even before that. I mean, Georgetown, really, you usually have tough kids that come in and they know what the rivalry is about, and they play tough. And I think we always challenge each other, even if one team may be a little bit better than the other from year to year, you know. So this is just one of those games that I think I talked about last podcast about, you know, getting in those close game, end of the game dogfights. And
yeah, I was just going to say, is this going to be the first one, you think? It's got the potential.
I think it's looking like it, man. I really, really do, because I don't think that we're going to shoot as bad as we have with our four losses. And again, I think that being able to go down to Georgia Tech on the road and shoot like that and gain some confidence before going on the road to Georgetown, I think it means a lot, and hopefully we can just continue through that. So I'm not going to expect them to come out and do exactly what they did against Georgia Tech, but I don't expect them to come out and shoot the way that they've been doing against, you know, the four losses that they had previously.
Yeah, you know, obviously we talk about it all the time. You know, you're on the road, it kind of sucks, and it's the unknowns with this more so than anything. We don't really know how this team is, you know, gelling yet, if they really are. They pulled off some good wins, but they were a good team. The thing is they were playing good. They played Duke pretty good up until the very end. They kind of they kind of lost it towards the end a little bit, but.
And when you look at their team, I mean, as well, the starters that they've thrown out there, the two games since the other guys have left, Pickett's a junior, Yurtsevin's a senior, Mosley's a senior, Allen's a senior, the only guy.
Yeah, so you got experience, too.
Right. And Javon Blair is a junior that comes off the bench as well. So they got, I mean, they're experienced, and they've played against the zone the last couple of years. So, and again, I mean, from what it looks like to me, I mean, they against SMU, they made 14 out of 27 three-pointers.
That's taking a lot,
but that's over 50%.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, I know, and to hold 50% while taking that many is pretty good, and on its face, but that's still a lot.
No, you shoot 50% from the 3-point line any day, that's a good day.
Yeah, and you're taking them too. So anyway, anybody seen the spread on this? Anyone?
No, that's the one thing that's tough with college basketball is, usually the spread doesn't come out until the day of or the day before, usually. So
I thought it might come out early because both of these teams didn't have a game for a week. So, you know, we want to talk about how kind of nice it is to have that week off to get ready for Georgetown. It would have been a whole lot nicer if they played like Tuesday or, you know what I'm saying, or something.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They had the whole week off as well. So,
well, I mean, if you pay attention to the college basketball schedule, there's not a lot of teams playing. Like yesterday, there wasn't a lot of games. I think this is a lot of finals weeks for most schools and stuff like that.
Two games last night. Louisville lost. So there was that game.
Yep.
Was it Louisville?
Penn State beat Maryland. Maryland was ranked fourth.
That's right. Penn State beat Maryland in Louisville.
For all those people that think that we might have lost to trash teams. And just to throw it out there too, Georgetown, when they played against Oklahoma State, likely didn't play. The guard for Oklahoma State that killed us.
Yeah, likely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was sick and he didn't play against Georgetown. Okay. So not to say that they would have won without him, but I'm just throwing that out there as a tidbit. A couple other things. On top of those two guys that had left, I don't know. I forget if you had actually mentioned this or not, but Georgetown had another incident at their college about something about harassment and
It was the one guy there.
Well, it was the two guys there. I think it was
One of them's not involved in anything though, right? The two out of the two I mentioned,
Gardner and Alexander, right?
Okay, no, Akinjo's the one that has he's leaving. That Josh LeBlanc is the one that he's one that's in trouble.
Yeah, well, there was another incident where Gardner and Alexander was on some type of like suspension, not from games, but like a school type of suspension. Something happened with them. 2 6'6" forwards that come off the bench that are trying to kind of gain their trust back. I don't really know too much about them. One's a freshman, one's a junior. But it's not looking like. I mean, they played 14 and 19 minutes respectively against SMU, but they didn't really do too much. Another thing, since that's been going on, well, as far as Yurtsevin being able to be spelled, maybe a familiar name to Syracuse fans, well, ones that pay attention to recruiting, Quadis Wahab.
Yeah, we talked about Quadis. Yeah.
Yeah, 6'11", 237, freshman center.
Center, yeah. That was going to be the big body we needed.
No, he hasn't been getting a lot of playing time, but you know, somewhere around 8, 9, 10 minutes, I would probably expect from him, especially if Yurtsevin gets in foul trouble. So that's really their team. I think with those guys leaving, I think that they can probably make up with it with their upperclassmen and some of their transfers, but it just hurt their depth is really the biggest thing with those guys leaving.
You think we're going to see more of Howard again? Obviously, we're going to see more of him, but are we going to see him before we see Goodine this go around, or do you think coach is going to play?
Well, I think
safe?
Didn't he come in before Goodine last game too?
Did he? I don't think he did.
No, I thought he did, but I think right now until Howard Washington proves otherwise, he's going to be that second guy off the bench.
Yeah.
Or until something else happens behind the scenes that nobody else really knows about other than the coaches. So, but that will be unforeseen. We won't be able to guess that. But based off of the performance of the last game, I mean, Howard Washington is definitely going to see some more minutes.
Yeah, I just hope that we can obviously start strong. I don't want to get behind on this team, not away from the dome. Get these guys flustered on the road, and it's going to be a problem. As we saw with Georgia Tech, you know, it was lights out from the beginning. They just put their foot on the gas, never let go, never took it off. That was it. So. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. These games always make me nervous. These games with the most bragging rights always make me the most nervous. And it's always, you know what I'm saying? And it's just nerve-wracking. Ewing trying to get this team into the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2015, trying to beat Coach Boeheim for the first time since he's been a head coach. And, you know... He's been slowly building this team, and he's taken a step back this year, the team has as a whole. But if they can come out of that, I mean, look out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, dude, like we talked about, confidence and consistency. I think as long as these guys don't, I mean, it almost felt like that 3-game losing streak, it looked like it maybe took the sales out of some guys, and you know, maybe they started feeling, you know, like it wasn't going to happen for them this year. But you can't really feel like that early, and being able to get that confidence boost, I think we just need to not get in those losing streaks, and again, being consistent with shooting the ball, because obviously we're a jump shooting team, and we're going to live or die by that. We don't have to shoot like we did against Georgia Tech, but against the teams we lost our games against, you're not going to beat anybody shooting like that, nor getting out rebounded like that, or just putting that effort out there. So,
yeah. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And we don't got to worry about anybody standing and clapping and just go out there and play.
Oh, God. Here we go.
By the way, Lauren says, Joe, it's never going away. So stand up and clap. Okay. Take that.
Look, I never said I wasn't going to stand up and clap.
Of course we would stand and clap, right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not like, you're not protesting like, it.
Right. It's not like hashtag unclap the dome. I mean, jeez.
No, I'm just questioning. I'm questioning what it affects.
We know.
And is it worth it?
We know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
You gotta be a case study in this. There's gotta be a student out there somewhere at Syracuse
that wants to try it for just one game.
Case study.
Just see. Yeah. A hypothetical case study would mean nothing. You have to actually do it.
Yeah, I know, and it's never going to happen. I get it. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm not going to do
it. It was fun while it lasted. Thanks for ruining our social media following. So, anyway.
Here we go.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. No one's budged yet.
So, I'm going to stand up and clap. I'll stand up and clap right now.
No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Because I won't know when.
I'll stand up and clap until they make a basket on Saturday.
You're going to kill my data storage, bro. We won't be able to fit this podcast in. Well, look. So we are going to get back on track, guys. We're going to get back on track, back to the normal grind, okay? We'll try to see you Sunday after the Georgetown game. Look, I want this one so bad. Mm-hmm. I want this one so bad going into these next three games. It's going to be absolutely, I don't want to say it's like huge, but it would be awesome. It would be awesome.
Oh, 100%. Just,
We got the three games, but do you want to lose it? I would rather lose to Georgia Tech and then get Georgetown and then the next three, but I don't want to lose to Georgetown, bro. I don't want to lose to Georgetown. One of my best friends here in Virginia is a Georgetown fan.
So, no, well, I'll tell you what. Kudos to him, because he's got to be a pretty good dude for you to be calling him a best friend.
I said good friend.
No. Oh.
Good. You're my best friend, buddy.
I thought you said best. Oh, sorry. Well, now I feel bad for ruining our social media following.
All right, look, we're done. So, look, go Cues.
Yes, sir.
I hope we can come out unscathed on this and just make it a game. I'm predicting the first Cues cardiac Cues game of the year. So add some excitement. It'll be fun. So,
yeah. Real fun.
Yeah, real fun. It's always fun. It's fun when
you
win.
Your heart beating out of
your
chest.
There's nothing more exciting than winning a cardiac Cues game.
Yeah, that's right. If when you beat death.
Yeah, if you beat
what's
death.
What's going to happen first?
Exactly.
Am I going to have a heart attack before this game is over?
Exactly. But last year's was great.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Great. It was
great. And you got to keep those games up, because now that we're not in the same conference, and now that the ACC jumped
it
from 20 to 18,
Yeah, they made a deal this year.
We're have
to do
some
this.
Of those gimmies in there, man. So yeah. we don't have UConn for the first time in a long time, and St. John's we usually play too. So we're gonna have to.
This game almost didn't happen. Remember last year we were talking, and they were saying, "Well, we don't know if that's gonna happen." And then the two coaches came together and made it happen. So it's happening anyway.
Well, thank God.
So all right. Well, thanks everybody. Listening. Thank you to my bookie. Thank you to Blue Chew. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Cues Militia podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.